Now he gives the list of these who brought it up, sons of Kohath. Verse 12, and he said unto them, ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. And David had prepared a place for it. I'm not sure where that place was exactly. Was it the field at this time of Araunah, the threshing floor? I'm of the opinion that it was, but I don't want to be dogmatic about that, because later on he bought that place as being the place the temple is to be built. Now, that's Mount Moriah, where Abraham offered Isaac. That same ridge that is called Mount Moriah that went right down through Jerusalem, beginning at the temple area, it went right over to where Golgotha is, and Christ was crucified on that. And so this spot, apparently, that was picked here. Now, will you notice, verse 13, for because he did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. Now, David, very frankly, now confesses he blamed God at first, you will recall. He thought God was wrong in taking the life of Uzziah. Then he discovered, we've done this thing wrong. You've got to do it God's way. Now he confesses that. So the priests and the Levites, this is verse 14, sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. Have you noticed the repetition of that expression, the ark of God, the ark of the Lord God of Israel, the ark, the ark, the ark? Well, here it is, again and again and again. And you do get the impression that the Lord's talking about the ark, by the way. It's very important to him. Now we are told, verse 15, and the children of the Levites bear the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon as Moses commanded according to the word of the Lord. That is back as we saw in the fourth chapter of Numbers. He was not doing it God's way. Now we are told here, David was a musician, and he wanted music with all of this. And it's nice when it's the right kind of musicians and the right kind of music. And so here he appointed the singers with the instruments of music and the psalteries and the harps and the cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. My, I tell you, they had the brass band out there that day. They had the symphony orchestra, and it was a great occasion. Now, this was the high point in David's coming into Jerusalem. It wasn't the capture of the city. God doesn't record that here. And it wasn't the great building project that's emphasized. It's the emphasis upon the spiritual. That is where God is putting the emphasis, and I hope we get the message here.